I've enjoyed a whole bunch of movies that have surprise endings. It's not the easiest thing to do. You know, you can give it away too quick and easy, but I've got a list here of 20 films that fit as my favorites that pull off the surprise at the end, delighting you in some extra special ways. Let's take a look at them. Hi there, I'm Jim, the father of this father-son show, Fantasy for the Ages, where we talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things that we enjoy. Today, I'm coming at you with a top 20 list, my favorite movies that have surprise endings. I hope you enjoy this, and if you do, click that like button down below. And if you haven't subscribed yet, Zach and I would love to have you join our growing numbers of subscribers. So I have 20 here. There are plenty more than that that have great surprise twists at the end, but I have ranked the top 20 for me, and I want to clarify on this. It's going to be shaped by my own quirky personality, perhaps, but also there are some great films in recent years with surprise endings that I haven't seen yet. I read too much. I can't stay on top of all the films. So there are some that you may have seen that you're waiting for and aren't going to show up on the list. Let us know what movies should we be watching because of their surprise endings so that they get on this list in the future. But don't ruin them. People who ruin surprise endings are bad people. We value spoiler light. So in that regard, the movies I'm going to share here, I'm not going to tell you what their endings are. You might not have seen them, but you'll know there's something great about the end. And that's the best I can do. Let's move into the list here. Number 20 is the oldest movie on the list that I have here. The Third Man from 1949. This is a classic black and white film set in post-war Vienna. It's considered by many film experts as one of the greatest films of all time. The score, the cinematography, the script, so much to it is really, really done well. Orson Welles is one of the stars of the film. There are other stars, but I don't know any of those other names. Orson Welles, well, I know him from elsewhere, like Citizen Kane. He was a big, successful actor in Hollywood back in the day, and he turns in a great performance in this movie, along with the rest of the cast. It's a great surprise twist late in the movie that you just don't see coming, but when it hits, you're like, oh, I love that. And it pretty much set the standard for such movies. So it had to be on my list. Number 19, The Mist from 2007. This is based on a Stephen King novella, and I'm a Stephen King fan. The novella, I've read it. It's the story of what happens to the people of Bridgeton, Maine, and one family in particular, when a strange mist moves over the town, thicker than pea soup, and bringing with it deadly creatures from nightmare. And what happens after that? Bad things. Very bad things. But the twist at the end. Number 18. 2009's Orphan. This is a psychological thriller focused on a couple who have two kids already and then have a third that's stillborn. And they're struggling with that. And they decide, partly on the rebound, partly just they still want another child to love, they adopt a 9-year-old Russian girl, and they get far more than they expected. And yes, there's a surprise ending. This one's good. Number 17, Shutter Island from 2010. This is a Martin Scorsese film focused on two U.S. marshals investigating the disappearance of a patient from a hospital for the criminally insane. It's on an island. A disappearance should be completely impossible. So they're here to investigate. And what they're going to find, what we're going to find by the end of the film, is quite shocking. Number 16, The Village, 2004. M. Night Shyamalan has given us a whole bunch of films with surprises and shocks. And this definitely fits right in there. It focuses on a 19th century remote Pennsylvania village surrounded by woods that apparently are inhabited by some dangerous creatures that we need to avoid. No one wants to talk about them. Just stay out of the woods. And yet, all is not as it seems. It's a great movie, tense thriller, but the surprise at the end is, what? Number 15, Friday the 13th, the 1980 original film that kicked off one of the classic horror slasher franchises. And yet this first movie was far more grounded in reality than everything that comes after it. The twist at the end? You do not see this coming, and it's wonderful. Dark, horrible, but wonderful. Number 14, The Empire Strikes Back from 1980, the second of the original Star Wars films to come to the big screen. This one is well known for the twist reveal near the end of the film, from Darth Vader's mouth to Luke Skywalker's ears, and all of ours, that left millions of people hanging on this cliffhanger of what he said for the next 3 years. I was a kid, waiting like everyone else back in the day. Number 13, Identity from 2003. This is a mystery thriller focused on 10 strangers in an isolated hotel, stuck there due to circumstances, pretty much cut off from the rest of the world, and slowly being picked off one by one. It's loosely based on the classic Agatha Christie novel, And Then There Were None. And that story is awesome. If you haven't read it, you should. But it's been used for a number of other films and plays, and this is one of the latest of the examples here. The reveal at the end, it's excellent, because you're thinking, you know, it's got to be one of these people at the hotel who somehow are killing everyone off. Yeah, but you'll never guess. You'll never guess what's really going on. Number 12, Unbreakable 2000 film. This is a Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson vehicle. They star together in this thriller that's essentially a superhero movie. Though you don't realize that for quite a while, but it's also a psychological horror film. And that becomes clear as you get to the surprise ending that just hits you out of nowhere. And it's great. It spawned a couple of sequels that just, I mean, they're okay, but they don't have the same shocking surprise that makes Unbreakable so awesome. Number 11, Fight Club, 1999. We don't talk about Fight Club, so I can't tell you much about this, but this is an Ed Norton and Brad Pitt movie. It's one of the first I remember watching that when I saw the surprise at the end, I had to go back and rewatch the film to see, how did I miss this? Was it revealed? And yes, the clues are all there, but you don't realize what you're seeing until you get to the surprise twist. It was so good. And so much fun for that revelation. Number 10, The Descent, 2005. But I have to be clear, there's different versions of this movie. The one I'm referencing is the director's cut, the ultimate edition that the director really wanted us to get. This is not what was released in theaters, but you can now, of course, see it. This movie is about a group of women, friends from way back. There have been issues and trauma for some in the past, but they're getting together for a getaway. Some need it more than others, and they're going spelunking deep into the caves underground. They know what they're doing. They're prepared for this. They've got the gear, but still things go horribly wrong. A big part of that is when they run into some subterranean creatures who are quite intelligent and maybe happy they're there. Not for good reasons. This becomes a terrifying fight for survival and escape. And the director's cut, what it does at the ending is just brilliant. I think it's so much better than what you actually got in the theaters. But that's me. Number 9, 2017's Get Out. This psychological horror film was a huge hit in theaters, a breakout success for the director. And it's packed with shocking twists and reveals. It's not just about the ending. There is so much this movie throws at you. And then when you get to the ending and you have survived all of that, the final surprise is delightful. Because you think you know what's about to happen, and nope, psych, something else comes. It's great. Number 8, Knives Out, 2019. This mystery is packed with top actors. I couldn't believe how many people they gathered for this film. It's full of twists and turns. I mean, all the way through, it's mystery. There's a little layer of comedy in here. The actors deliver outstanding performances. But the reveal at the end, the icing on the cake. Number seven. Seven. That's the name. The 1995 crime thriller. Very dark and disturbing movie. Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Gwyneth Paltrow. One other. Oh, man, I have to look that up and put it in the script underneath who that other guy is. Ah, I'm blanking. But this is the movie that has late in the film a shocking scene that has you going, what's in the box? It's a plot-driven ending, makes all the sense in the world, and yet what it forces a character to do surprises you. It's like, no! Good movie. Really good movie. Well written. Fantastic script. Number six, Planet of the Apes, 1968. Most of you are probably aware now of this surprise ending in this movie, but at the time of the release, this came out of nowhere. People were shocked. The Charlton Heston film, Planet of the Apes, gave a great science fiction story to audiences who had not quite seen something like this before. And then the reveal at the end, they're like, whoa! I also find it a little shocking that they got Heston to appear in this film. I mean, he did the Ten Commandments as Moses. He was Ben frickin' Hur. But at this point, the late 60s, he was kind of in a slump. So yeah, he agreed to do this movie, and it was a huge popular success. It actually gave a little lift to the late part of his career. So, who knows? You can thank the apes. Number five, Scream, 1996. Wes Craven is glorious as the director of this film, poking fun at the slasher film genre that he helped build. It's an amazingly witty film. Slick, well-designed. It is a horror film, but it's also a mystery. It's also a drama. It's also a spoof, a little bit of a farce. I mean, there's so many layers to this film. The surprises are plentiful. From offing the seemingly lead star, I mean, nobody would argue she was the biggest star in the film, and she's out at the beginning of the movie, the opening scene. I'm not telling you who, in case you haven't actually seen it. But then the ending? Yeah, you totally don't see it coming. But they actually reveal they hit it so well, and yet it makes full sense. This is one of my favorite films, period. Number four, Saw, 2004. This horror film was a smash success, gave rise to a new horror film subgenre, not to mention the whole Saw franchise that's over 10 movies now. But this particular movie, it's good. It's built on mystery and misdirection. And the twist at the end, you're like, are you kidding me? Wow. Again, another movie you got to go back and watch again because you can't believe you missed that. And yet some of it, I mean, it's just the way it's done. You're going to miss it. Really, really good film. But that's how a top 20 list. I'm at the top here now, guys. These are the best. So number three, Psycho, 1960. This is another classic of the film genre, a horror mystery that could be the basis of a whole episode, just talking about all the ways it was so groundbreaking. It's considered one of Alfred Hitchcock's best films, definitely my favorite of the Hitchcock films. And there's just so many firsts they managed to pull off in this movie. Some of them being funny, like the first time you see a toilet flush on the screen. But other things were much more impressive. And the surprise ending, just one of many delightful aspects of this movie. Number two, The Cabin in the Woods, 2011. Now, I'm confident this movie is higher on this list than most people would have put it on a similar list, but I don't care. I just freaking love this movie. It has so many enjoyable elements to it that just feeds right into my preferences. And the actual ending, the twist it gives us, what? This just adds to the entertainment for me, for this movie. It was awesome. But number one, This is the film that pretty much spawned the idea to do an episode like this, The Sixth Sense from 1999. I was blown away by the ending of this film. Bruce Willis, Haley Joel Osment, man, what performances in this film. And if you somehow haven't seen this film and don't know anything about it, go watch it as soon as possible. Don't ask anyone about it. Don't Google it. Don't even read the back of the DVD you buy or rent or the description that you stream. Don't just watch the film. Because anyone who would ruin the ending of this film for you is not your friend. They are a bad person. This was the biggest movie I could think of where you have to watch it without knowing the ending. Because if you already knew the ending, it is not the same film. You have lost something special in your life. So again, if you don't know anything about it, go watch The Sixth Sense. It is a strong number one on this list. That's what I've got for you. Again, there's some more recent ones with great surprise endings that I didn't list because I know they have surprise endings, but I haven't watched them yet. What are your favorites that aren't on this list? Let me know. Put them down in the comment box. While you're down there, look at the other ways in the show notes that you can interact with Zach and I. Our social media places, our Discord server, there's an invitation down there. We do have a Patreon, so that's another way to connect with us. Join our group of Patreon supporters, a little financial support for us, and you get a few extra benefits here. That's where I'll leave you, though. Thanks for joining me for this episode. We'll talk to you next time.